We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
For WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Monday, November 24th, 2025. This weekend in the community, the Lift the Ban Coalition held a town hall Saturday to discuss state housing affordability and tenant rights. Established in 2017, the coalition is made up of nonprofits, unions, political organizations, and community groups across Illinois who advocate for the repeal of the Rent Control Preemption Act of 1997. The 1997 Act prevents Illinois local governments from implementing measures that limit the amount landlords can charge for rent. During the town hall, the coalition discussed a bill they are proposing to the Illinois House of Representatives that would amend the 1997 Act. This bill, HB 3687, Let the People Lift the Ban Act, would allow local governments to enact rent control if voters in their community approve via referendum. Additionally, the proposed bill includes provisions to prohibit lockouts and to require landlords to notify tenants at least 60 days before terminating their lease. In an interview with WPGU News correspondent Sean Farnsley, Champaign-Urbana Lift the Ban Coalition organizer and the host of the town hall, Rebecca Mangles, elaborated on the beliefs of the Lift the Ban Coalition.
We believe that housing is a human right, that there is an affordability crisis happening in our state and in the world overall, in our nation specifically. We should be able to afford housing and not spend too much of our income doing it.
To learn more about the Lift the Ban Coalition, visit ltbcoalition.org. Jumping into sports, Illinois women's basketball won its first Power Four game of the season yesterday afternoon, defeating Florida State on the road 86-63 to improve to 4-1. Illinois started the game down 21-9 late in the first quarter, but a strong performance by junior guard Gretchen Dolan led to Illinois taking the lead midway through the second quarter, which it continued to build on throughout the game. Dolan led Illinois with 25 points, and Illinois went 9-17 on three-pointers. Junior guard Soleil Williams led Florida State with 18 points. Redshirt sophomore center Letty Vanconcelos blocked 5 of Florida State's shots during the game, the most by any Illinois player since Kendall Bostick had 5 blocks in December of 2022. Vanconcelos also led Illinois in rebounds with 9. Illinois next plays Western Kentucky at the State Farm Center Wednesday at 6 p.m. Finally, kicking off this week's broadcast of Fall Fun, WPGU News correspondent Zaina Kurashi brings you a special world news roundup featuring Thanksgiving and fall festival traditions from around the world. Canada's Thanksgiving is similar to the United States celebrations. Both countries' traditions stem from the UK's Harvest Festival, which has been celebrated since as early as the 4th century. However, Canada is celebrated earlier, on the second Monday of October. Brazilian Thanksgiving is celebrated on the 4th Thursday of November, just like in the U.S. As it becomes more popular in the country, families and friends come together for turkey, mashed potatoes, apple pie, and traditional Brazilian dishes. Germany, Austria, and Switzerland's harvest celebration is called Erntedankfest. It usually takes place between October and November, and it includes parades, services, fireworks, and a turkey feast. The Homowo Festival is celebrated in late summer in Ghana. Homowo means hoot at, hunger, and originated from Passover traditions. It was first celebrated during a bountiful harvest after a famine. Japan's Kinro Kanshan no Hai holiday, or Labor Day Thanksgiving, celebrates both Thanksgiving and the country's laborers on November 23rd each year. It dates back to an ancient festival that celebrated the annual rice harvest. Lastly, China and South Korea celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival and Chuseok, respectively, on the same day each year. During the Mid-Autumn Festival, people will decorate with lanterns and eat mooncakes. And during the three-day Chuseok Festival, families get together and enjoy songpyeon, or traditional rice cakes. We at WPGU wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, however or wherever you celebrate. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Adam Edwards, and Zaina Qureshi. For WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.